Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Confederate Heritage and Pride Radio Show. Your host, Justin Burton. Thank you for listening to the show. Confederate Heritage and Pride Radio Show tonight. Your host, Justin Burton, your Confederate Heritage Director. And I have a lot to talk about tonight. Freda's new book is one of them. She is so excited. It was actually published the 21st. It was put on Creative Space. It's on there right now. It'll be out on Amazon Kindle in about a week's time. And the name of the book is My War by Freda Mincy. I've already read it. I read it when it was just in document form before it was actually paperback. And I loved it. It is great. I recommend it to anybody to pick up. On Creative Space, it's $7 right now. On Kindle for your downloads, it'll be about $3 or $4. As far as a paperback copy, it's up to her herself how much she wants to sell her copies for. There's quite a few things that was written. it's right here, Francine Coleman Larson says, "I'm proud to announce that my friend Freda Mincy has written her first book, and my, what a talented writer she is. This novella is about a southern lady from Mississippi who goes into a partisan revenge mode of operation after realizing that she has lost her husband in the Civil War. It was beautifully designed and formatted by the talented Raymond Hall. For purchasing information, please go to blah, 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 that's for Creative Space." Local author Freda Mincy announces the publication of her first book, My War. The novella very ably describes the devastation, loss of life, agonizing frustration, and sorrow endured on the home front during the Civil War in northern Mississippi and Tennessee by so many citizens of the era. The book will be available on Amazon during the last week of February. She'll be announcing a book signing at one of her local institutions very shortly. Freda, first book, cover image again. Thanks so much for this help in letting her friends know of this notable achievement for her. Regards, Raymond E. Hall. And Francine Coleman Larson and Raymond Hall are both authors. Raymond Hall is the publisher of the book. So that is the biggest news for the night. I had talked to Raymond Hall, and I'm going to be starting a book as well. I'm in the moments of starting to type it up. I will get it out as soon as I can to him and get it published. The title of the book for me, which I've already decided, is This Flag Never Comes Down. It's going to be a story as well, but I will not let anybody know until it further comes out and everything is published and proofread and everything like that. I just want to let everybody know that Henry Paul Howard's Facebook page was hacked by a hacker. Anybody who gets any messages from Henry Paul Howard, who is an Alabama flagger, do not click on the images or anything that he sends you. It's a virus. I don't know if he's gotten his page back up and running yet, but it was hacked. I don't know, it was maybe yesterday. So that's another thing to really let everybody know. Battle of Franklin is coming up. We'll be flagging. I mean, not Battle of Franklin, but the Franklin event will be coming up.
Yes, they're unveiling the Alabama Monument.
They're unveiling the Alabama Monument. Yeah, and the mayor does not want the flags carried there, so we're carrying them. We're going to be there. Flaggers will be there. I have to update quite a few things on the blog page. I haven't gotten to it yet, but I will. As far as the pages go, the pages look like they're increased numbers on Confederate Heritage and Pride Group. We have 27 new members as of lately. All the pages look like they have increased in numbers. I did make my own page, which is a public figure page, but I will be changing it eventually to an author page as soon as my book comes out. Let's see what else here. I don't know if Freda has anything to say or anything on the radio. You have anything you want
to
say or anything?
I'd like to say that I hope a lot of people, anybody that can, will show up in Franklin. The date is on the create page, or the event page, excuse me. And we'd like to have a good show out. Well, I know it is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so it'll give everybody plenty of time to get to Franklin. I want to thank Francine Larson, because I had just written a page, just a story, you know, like I always do, and y'all read them, and I had wrote it, and she read it, and she got back to me and asked me if I had ever thought about writing a book, and of course I've never thought about writing a book, and I thought about it for a couple of weeks, and then it just started blowing out, and it's not a big book, it's a novella, but people that talk to me and we post on Facebook together, you're going to be really surprised about the book, because it's not what you think it is. But let's see, and we are planning on the March in Washington in April. I did notice the weather was going to be like 36 degrees. And if the temperature is going to be that bad, we're going to move it up to where the temperature is warm enough so we can enjoy ourselves while we're up there, and we can give them hell while we're up there. I want to thank Mr. Howell. He is a wonderful man and a kind man. And I want to say thank you to both of them, and God bless them.
Okay. It's not going to be a very long show tonight. I kind of made it 30 minutes, but that's the news that's going on for now. Things have kind of quieted down a little bit. I think Freda wants to say another thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When we have our March in Washington, Damian McGill is going to be one of our speakers, and we're really proud that he's going to do some speaking up there. If anybody else would like to speak up there, please let me know ahead of time so I can get it organized. I'm going to call our representatives and senators, Jeff Sessions, Adderholt, and Jack Page, just to see if I can't get them there and maybe speak or just show their faces there. But we hope to see y'all there. So try to make it. Thank you.
Okay. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world today, especially with politics, and we kind of combine Confederate history into going to Washington and showing our dirty politicians like that scumbag piece of crap Obama, who does nothing for us, cause problems. So I figured that we could just combine it all together and kind of make it like a South type rise again thing. But if there's anybody who'd like to call on the show, you're more than welcome to. You guys call in 818-691-7342. As far as that, I don't have much more to say tonight. I thought I'd have a quick little radio show just to speak of, you know, some things coming up. You need to talk again.
Well, you just need to tell them. The reason we didn't go to Washington last year is because there were threats made to us, especially to me and the people that were going. So I talked to the Washington security where I already had the papers, and they decided it'd be best that we didn't come, and I decided it would be best too because the members are more important. But I'm not afraid this time. They can make all the threats they want to. We're going regardless. So here you go, Justin.
Okay. That's probably going to be the show for tonight. I thought I'd keep it very simple. We have all these little events coming up. I hope that some people can make it. And, you know, and people, yeah, please stay warm and, you know, you know, it's pretty cold outside, but anyways, I want to keep it at that, and the Alabama flaggers are ready for Washington in the upcoming event in Franklin. So we will see you there, and God bless y'all, God bless the heart of Dixie, and God bless America, because that's what we really do need. No more tyranny in this country. We need the South to rise again. This is Confederate Rebel Burton, a.k.a. Justin Burton, signing off. Confederate Heritage Director, copyright 2015, Confederate Heritage and Pride Radio Show. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all from the heart of Dixie.
Arkansas, you can have a ball in the land of opportunity. Or hold a sweet, pretty ass land in the bluegrass out in Kentucky. Or play with some pretty Louisiana boobies at Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And all the vaginas and the Carolinas are the best I've ever seen. Nowhere is there land quite as grand as I'm the better state. And I'm proud to be unreconstructed and with women who look so great. And that's why I fly my flag up high like I've done since my birth. Because the South is just the greatest place. The greatest place on earth.
God bless y'all from the heart of Dixie. This is Justin Burton and Fred Amensi, your Confederate Heritage and Pride Director, signing off. Yee-haw!